mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 4, affirmations and mental stories. Any words that are repeated incessantly in your head are affirmations. Whether they are positive or negative, they settle into our subconscious mind and become true for us. Then our mind, being the brilliant piece of machinery that it is, works to reinforce what it believes to be true. So whether or not reality actually reflects our affirmation currently is irrelevant. The more the affirmation is stated, the more we experience reality as a reflection of that affirmation. Our subconscious mind cannot differentiate between reality and imagination. That's why whatever we believe to be true will be confirmed by our experiences. Most of us don't even realize the immense power affirmations and mental stories have over our entire lives. Every time we think a thought, no matter what that thought is or how true it is, our brain forms a neural pathway for that thought. As these pathways are repeatedly activated, every time the thought is thunk, they become more efficient, making it easier for the brain to access and retrieve that thought from memory. With continued repetition, the brain habituates that thought, meaning that it becomes more automatic and ingrained in our thought patterns. This can lead to that thought becoming more pervasive and dominant in our mental landscape. They become our mental stories. And we don't even really have to think them actively anymore in order for them to be affecting everything in our lives. Mindful affirmations help us break free from what turns out to be limiting beliefs, overcoming obstacles, and embody the type of person we want to be in the future, but right now, by literally rewiring our brains. Our affirmations tell the story of what we want to manifest. By reflecting our intentions, by recreating a mental landscape that is actively positive and putting out the energy we want to manifest. So it's time to be empowered. To change your mental stories, you must be deliberate and intentional and consistent, as well as crystal clear on what you want to manifest. Ideally, we would be very mindful of what affirmations we're repeating inside our head at all times because they become true stories for us. Positive affirmations stated in the present tense are one of the fastest ways to literally reshape your brain and change your entire reality. Because remember, the brain will work to reinforce what it believes to be true. to feel empowered by your own affirmations, first, you need to do some self-reflection to identify the mental stories that aren't currently aligning with what it is that you want to manifest. A great place to start is seeing what comes up during meditation. Where does your mind naturally wander to in moments of silence? What keeps you up at night? Consider what you say out loud on a regular basis too. What thoughts are always finding their way into your daily activities? Take note of any recurring negative thoughts or beliefs that may be holding you back or causing distress. I have no money. I am a failure. Nobody likes me. I'm not good enough. These are common examples. It's time to rewrite those affirmations. Ensure that they are present tense, positive, specific, and aligned with your values and manifesting goals. Expect that it will take time for new neural pathways to form in your brain, but it will happen. There will be resistance because our instinct is to stick with what we already know. Just be consistent. I am wealthy. I am successful. I am loved. I deserve my dreams. Notice how these affirmations differ from the negative ones. Here are some quick tips for cultivating the habit of reciting positive affirmations. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. Catch affirmations red-handed. As you go about your day, notice what negative thoughts come up and change them immediately by stating their opposite. I'm ugly and unhealthy turns into I'm beautiful and healthy. Focus on possibility. Instead of focusing solely on outcomes, emphasize qualities, attributes, emotions, and behaviors that contribute to your manifesting goals. Brian falls in love with me changes to I am in a loving relationship. And finally, display and repeat. Write out your affirmations in your journal, on sticky notes, or wherever you'll see them daily. You can even set an alarm to go off a few times a day to remind yourself to recite your positive affirmations. Commitment is the key. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more mindful moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.